listening to the Devoted Dreamers podcast, and I'm your host, Merit Onsa. I believe God has an unfolding plan for your life, a God-shaped dream just for you. But so much gets in the way, right? Fear, comparison, imposter syndrome. What if I mess this up? You are not alone in those feelings, and I'm so glad you're here for season 8. Keep listening to gain some transformational tools that will help you release the lies so that you can freely show up in the world, offering your gifts, leaning on God in your weaknesses, and serving His kingdom with the dream He's given you. This is episode 185, and today's guest is Stephanie Hodges. She is a wife, a mom of 3 elementary-aged kids, and is employed full-time in ministry as the communications director at their church. She's passionate about fitness, holistic health, and physical wellness, but also about spiritual wellness. And for several years, Stephanie blogged off and on about these topics, but then in 2019, felt a very clear call to pursue writing a book about one topic that had garnered a lot of interest on her blog every new year, the topic of fasting as a spiritual discipline. Her book is called The Daniel Fast Journey. It came out at the end of 2020, and she describes the experience of writing and launching this book as an opportunity to connect more deeply and personally with God and to intentionally make up her mind to pursue this very clear call He had put on her heart. Even if you have tons of other responsibilities and no time for a God-shaped dream, you're going to learn from Stephanie what it takes to make time to use the gifts God has given you. You'll hear why she'd tell you not to wait to put your message or your gift out into the world, and the importance of surrounding yourself with a community of encouragers once you say yes to the dream. Also, if you have ever been curious about fasting as a spiritual discipline, you'll certainly enjoy hearing Stephanie talk about what fasting is, why we do it, how the Bible commands it, and the free resource she's offering. She mentions it towards the end of the conversation that'll help you get started with a simple 10-day fast. Okay, let's get to the interview. Here's Stephanie Hodges of the Daniel Fast Journey. Hey, Devoted Dreamers, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I have Stephanie Hodges with us, and she has written a book called The Daniel Fast Journey. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, so good to be here.
So good to see you and get to chat with you today.
Yeah, well, it's a subject I'm really passionate about, and so I'm excited for the conversation.
Yeah, well, let's dig right into it. Will you describe for us, you know, I always call it a God-shaped dream, but what do you feel like God has put on your heart to do with your life?
Well, it's such a big question, but a recurring theme throughout my life has always been reading and writing and communicating. And that was from the time I was a little girl, just loving books, loving to read. And I remember getting into middle school, high school, and realizing that I really didn't love a lot of the writing we were doing in school, because a lot of it was poetry or it was writing a short story and it was a lot fiction based. And I thought, gosh, I'm just not good at this. So people have told me, you know, I'm good at writing, but I don't think this is for me at all. And so it really went on the back burner. I went to school for one thing, but ended up getting a degree in fitness and nutrition and exercise science and going into the fitness industry. And just as I was working, I started up blogging and realized I absolutely loved it. I could write whatever I wanted to write. And then if people wanted to read it, they could. And if they didn't, they didn't have to. I just thought, wow, the internet is so amazing. And so I really got into blogging at that time. And this was around like 2010. And I was blogging off and on and off and on. And I had my children. And when my second son was really young, I had kind of put it all on the back burner, but I really felt God saying, okay, start another blog and this one's going to be it. Like, go for it. And I was blogging about fitness and wellness topics and like moms, being a healthy mom. And I just by chance decided I would put up my Daniel Fast meal plan one January. Because I typically fast with my church at the beginning of the year every year. And of all the things I wrote, that was the one that had the most interest, like by far, of people visiting those posts, saving those posts, commenting on those posts. And it didn't just stop that year. And I always thought, you know, as each year would roll by, each January, seeing the interest, I would think about putting it all together in a book. Because blogs are great, but it is hard to read through and click and find all the information. And so I really had it in the back of my mind to put it all together. But then I had gone back to work full time. I ended up with 3 kids. It never seemed like a right time for it. But summer 2019, I was on actually a vacation at the beach. And it was one of those times that God spoke to me really clearly. And he doesn't always speak to me this clearly, but he did. And he said, it's time to write the book. And he actually had told me 3 things. He said, write the book, put a free devotional on the blog, and go to a retreat in September. And so at that time, I said, okay, God. And I started working on the book. And it was a pretty long journey. And had it not been such a clear call from the Lord, I don't think that through the year 2020 and all that it brought, I would have persisted with writing. I would have said, no, I better do this another time. There's certainly enough going on right now. To kind of close that loop on that whole thing of the reading and writing as a little girl, I'm like, I just didn't know what that writing was going to look like. You know, I got a little bit off track thinking, oh, it must have to look that way. I must have to be a creative poet. And I'm just not that way. I'm kind of more practical. But to see how God has been able to use that has just been a really amazing journey.
Yeah. I totally relate to that. I am not a poetry girl, but I will do like nonfiction all day long. So
yeah. And I appreciate poetry and reading it. I just am not sure how to write it.
And so would you say then that like writing the book was more of like a compiling of what you'd already done, or were there new things that you like pieces of it that you had to still create at that point?
There was a lot that I created, I would say. I think the part that was more compiling was within the recipes, because the book has content and then it also has a 21-day meal plan and recipes. And that recipes that I had been gathering through the years, that part was a little bit easier to compile. But there was a lot within the book that was just what I explored and wrote down for the very first time. Because I really saw the book as a tool to give someone if they were coming from knowing nothing about fasting or having never fasted before or feeling intimidated by fasting. So it has a lot of foundation in there. And even getting into some other spiritual disciplines as well, because that's really important when you're fasting. Otherwise, it just turns into a diet. It just turns into another eating plan. And that's not what it is. And that's not what it's about. It's so much more than that.
Can you give us just a little bit of a glimpse of what fasting is about? If there's somebody listening who's like, I've never tried this, I've heard of it, don't know what it is.
Yeah, well, fasting is a popular topic, and it's become popular recently for weight loss and intermittent fasting and things like that. But fasting has existed for so many years as a spiritual discipline. And there's a lot of references to fasting in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And one of the key things to me is Jesus fasted before he went into ministry, and he spoke about fasting and when we would do it and how we would do it. Through the process of fasting, it's an opportunity to separate from the world in a very physical and tangible way so that you can focus spiritually and focus on your relationship with God and truly putting God first. Because we all have that intention of doing that every day. And we pray, but we tend to get drifted off. At least I know I do. Totally. The day starts really great in quiet time, but then by about 9 a.m., I'm so fully absorbed in the world and work and my tasks. But when you're fasting and you come to that point throughout the day where you're making decisions to eat or not eat or what to eat, it's a very real reminder to you. So really at the heart of fasting, it's spiritually seeking God on another level.
Well, talk about a little bit of that process of writing and then now marketing your book, because it just came out in December, right? And what fears hit you along the way? And maybe a little bit, what were you surprised by in the process?
Well, I joined a program for writers to kind of help me through the self-publishing process, which was really, really key for me. But one of the first lessons that they make you do is on the imposter syndrome. And at the time, I'm like, yeah, this is great. Tell me how to write the book, though. What about Amazon? You know, give me some other stuff. But I did it, and I recognize why they make you do it first is because it's coming back for you along the way. And it's just all of those thoughts of, who in the world do I think I am to write a book? Or what are people going to think? Or is anybody ever going to read this? And I don't think there's anybody that's ever started out and not asked themselves all those questions, whether it's a book or whether it's a podcast or a blog or anything that you might be doing. It's the question is like, will anyone come? If I build it, will they come? Will they really come? So it was a lot of working through when those questions would come, having to remember what I'd heard. Being surrounded in community was extremely important because along the way, you're able to see, like through the Facebook group, through the mastermind, that other people are on the same journey with you. And some of them are behind you and some of them are in front of you. But as you're seeing them go, you're realizing, okay, this is truly possible. I truly can do this because they're doing it too. And so I think that fear and isolation are probably the worst combination. So whatever you're pursuing, yeah, and it can be a group or it could be just a friend. Because I would say I had both. I had the group and then I also had one of my best friends. She's also writing a book. And so it was being able to have her and to encourage one another in those moments when we would both get stuck along the way was such a big deal. And I'm a pretty strong extrovert, so that's really important for me. But I really think it's important for everybody because I think if you're alone and you're isolated while you're pursuing your dream and you're just getting wrapped up in your thoughts, that can really derail you.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. I think everyone listening is saying amen. We've experienced that for sure. And then you can like go down into the darkness with those thoughts. If you don't have anybody to like bounce off, hey, here's what I'm thinking. No. This is not true. Don't go there. So that's great. I love that you had a program too, to kind of like help you take those steps along the way. Is there anything that you wish you had done differently as you pursued this?
You know, I would really say I was waiting too long. And that was partly out of the fear. That was the fear of not being sure if I really had anything worth sharing. And everyone has something worth sharing. And also, I felt like I had to get my plan perfectly together before I started. And I wish I wouldn't have done that because I would think, well, if I can't, and I know that it's true for anybody that's pursuing, you know, a business or anything like that, that consistency is really important. And you hear that a lot. But what's also true is you can't wait to get it perfect before you start. So even if you can't have the full plan with every T crossed and every I dotted the way you want it to be, you can still start somewhere. And I think that's the one thing I wish I had started earlier with just the little bits, you know, and that's something for God is like, God doesn't ask you to be perfect. He asks you to bring what you have and give it and he'll do the rest with it. But you have to be obedient to take that step.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's interesting to have heard you said earlier that you saw that there was interest, you know, every year in January, you could see that your, you know, blog is getting hits and people are probably commenting and asking questions. And yet that doubt can still creep in. Do I really have anything anybody's interested in?
It still can. And, you know, another thing too is the comparison, because there are already Daniel Fast books out there. There are already fasting books by some very famous people. So that was another thing that kind of held me back for a long time was like, well, there's already those books there. So why do I need to write another book? You know, and again, it can be that unworthiness. That's such a lie from the enemy to say, well, who do I think I'm to want to do something like that? But God gives everyone a story. And that's something I feel so strongly about through the book writing journey and all the people that I, you know, encountered along the way. And so many just sharing amazing stories of what they have gone through. And everybody may not want to write a book, but I do think that it's important that you, for your legacy, have in some way recorded what God has shown you in a way that you can give it to other people. And that may be a book, it may be a video recording, it may be just a little bit that you write down, but that's for other people. It's not just for you to hold on to for yourself.
I love that perspective too, because you can kind of get lost in the who would care. And you're right. Like, I don't think God gives us stuff that's just for us, you know, what's meant to be shared. We're the body of Christ. Like, of course, give away what he's given us. What do you feel like has been the greatest threat to your dream and to this whole thing even coming to fruition? I guess besides what you've already shared.
Yeah. Well, there's all of that. But then I would honestly say it's time. Because time can get away from you very easily. And time, it's going to automatically fill up. You have to be so intentional and so guarded about making the time for working on whatever it is that God's put in your heart to do. And you have to command yourself as well, you know. And I was just seeing this today again too, is that it says in Daniel chapter 1 that Daniel made up his mind to not be defiled. And so there comes that point, I think, for each of us where it's like, you have to make up your mind and then you stick to it. And what Daniel went through, it wasn't without criticism and it wasn't without attack. And it wasn't popular with everyone. It was a lot of risk, but he had made up his mind. This is the thing I meant to stand for. And this is the thing I meant to do. And I think for myself, that's what I saw over the past year. There were many a Saturday morning where I wanted to just relax. I just wanted to sit on the couch. I just wanted to sleep in. But I had made up my mind that this book was going to happen and that I was going to meet these deadlines. And so with that time, it's a both and. It's both making the time, but then it's also the energy that you put into it. And at that point, you do have to make up your mind that it is important enough that no matter what, you're going to get up and do what you committed to do.
Not always easy.
And that's tough. It's tough. It's so tough. And I didn't get it right every single time either. But I think that's something else I'm really passionate about and always have been. And, you know, as a personal trainer and other things, is that people feel like they have to get it either they're exactly right or they're wrong. It's like, I have to follow this diet plan. And if I mess it up, then I might as well throw the whole thing out the window and go get McDonald's and I'll try again next month. And like, no, just because one thing didn't go just right, it's like, you still have to keep pressing forward. And so that's, I think, all we can do is in spite of the hard places and in spite of the missteps, you just keep taking a step forward one after the other towards your dream.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have three little kids at home. So yeah, I know people listening to you are like, well, how do you do that? But I know in our notes, you said that it's important to say no to the, you know, to the distractions or to some things that you might ordinarily have said yes to. And I'm curious, like, how did you go about making those choices? Like, were there some no's that were harder? You know, I mean, I do feel like we say yes to an awful lot because there are so many opportunities now, even at home. Everybody's got a Zoom something going on. So, you know, for the woman who's out there trying to figure out how to make the time, like, what advice could you give her about figuring out what to say no to and what to say yes to?
Well, this may sound really shallow, but I'm sure somebody out there identifies with me, is not staying up late to watch Netflix is hard. It's harder than you think because it's easier to just give into what feels good in the moment, right? And so saying, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to go to bed so I can get up early and write, because that's what's most important. And to just keep telling yourself, it's just for a season. It's not forever, because I think where it seems hard is where we think my life is over. I'm never going to get to have any fun again or do what I want. And that's not true. It's just for the season. And so I think that's a really good reminder. And it was something I had to remind myself of with my children, because I have three and they're all about 2 years apart. And with the first one, it was such a shock. I think it is for many new moms. And I would think in my mind, I'd be like, I can't do this forever. Like, I need to sleep. I won't be able to go on. Like, what am I going to do? And then I would realize, well, that season passes very quickly. And that phase passes very quickly. So then when the second and third one came along, I'm like, I know I can do this. I know I will sleep again. And all the other things, because this is only for a phase. And so your project, whatever that might be, your dream, it is your baby. And you do have to realize there's precious elements to each phase of that dream that you don't necessarily get to go back to and visit again. So in that moment, it's like really embracing that phase you're in, knowing that it's not going to last forever. And so I think those saying no's, that can help with that as well too, is that, you know, when you're saying no to something, it's not no for forever. It's no for right now. And you have to have your priorities really clear. Like, I'm not going to sacrifice my own health in the pursuit of this, or I'm not going to sacrifice my family. So that helps your list fall into order. It's like, okay, well then I have to sleep and I have to eat right. And I have to spend the time with the family, and then the writing comes in there or whatever else it is that you're working on. And so the Netflix, unfortunately, didn't make the list. It was way down at the bottom of essential things to do.
Right. Yeah. And so when you see those conversations on social media about whatever your favorite show was, you just scroll right on by because you don't have anything to share.
It's true. There were some super popular ones in 2020 that I entirely missed. And you know what? I can watch them next year.
Right.
Or this year.
They will still be there.
They'll still be there.
That's really helpful. Thank you. You were speaking right to me there. Because it is. It's a huge distraction. That, or like, oh, maybe I'll just look at Facebook for 5 minutes before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes. ever.
And I would say those are both good examples of things that you have to be honest with yourself. That's like, when I start, I never stop when I think I will. So what are those types of activities that, like, once you say yes, it leads to more and more? And I had to say no to some good things too. You know, I was asked in December to do a mentorship program for some younger girls, which I would have loved to do. It would have been a real passion of mine, but I knew the book was coming out and I needed to honor the commitment to the book. And so it's a no for now. And it's just trusting God, the opportunity will come again. You know, we don't have to put those limits on God that say, oh my goodness, it's now or never. If I say no, I'm going to miss out. You won't. He will put everything right in place for the right time.
Yeah. Some of those things like that, like when it's an invitation from somebody else, it's like, oh no, I'm going to miss out. It's like, no, maybe it's just somebody else's turn right now and you'll get another chance later. It's a good reminder. Is there a verse of scripture that is encouraging you right now or kind of informing where you're at with your dream?
Yes, one that I am holding on to right now is Hebrews 10:38. And I have at various points in my life, but that is that, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back or she shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. And that's a little bit of a hard scripture, but I need that because I still will find myself, you know, with those fears and things creeping in to say, well, maybe it's just enough. You know, maybe it's okay where it is. But we're told to walk by faith, to trust God, and to not shrink back. And so that's where I have to test myself. There's a difference between discernment and fear, because discernment might tell you, yeah, that's enough. You need to stop. You need to lay off. You need to do something differently. But fear is quitting before you even start because of what's in your head. And that to me is what that scripture speaks to with that shrinking back. Don't shrink back. Don't hold back without even trying.
Yeah. And it's encouraging that we're challenged in that, that God's like, no, there's a mm-hmm. reason I've given you this. You know, I think, I don't know what version you read. One of the ones I looked up said, I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. Like, well, I want to work for God's pleasure, right? Like mm-hmm. of anyone, he is the one I should yeah. see, please. And so don't
try. And I think it gives you a reminder as well. It's like, if this was God's design and a message that glorifies God, then why wouldn't we want to put it out there? Like, especially called to be light in a dark world where there's so many negative messages. There's so much criticism and antagonism right now. So if there is a message that's life-giving and light, and then why wouldn't you put that out there? And so that's something I've had to challenge myself with.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I know that you wanted to offer a little bit of something of your message to the audience, to the listeners. And so will you talk a little bit about your 10-day Daniel Fast meal plan that people can get access to and how they can find that?
Yes. So you can head over to my website, which is danielfastjourney.com. And you'll see there, even on the homepage, a link to the 10-day Daniel Fast meal plan, because we've just touched on fasting a little bit in this, but it's a great way to start. And that's one of the main reasons why I wrote about this fast in particular, is because I think so many people are intimidated by fasting, or they dread the idea of fasting. They just put it off. But God has called us to fast. It's really clear in his word, and there's so many benefits for it, benefits for spirit, soul, and body. And so I think that by starting with the Daniel fast, by starting with the 10-day fast, we're not asking anybody to go out for 40 days in the wilderness and just drink water. But with the 10-day Daniel fast, you can explore for yourself what that feels like. And so there's a lot of other resources on there as well that would give you a food list of what to eat and what not to eat, and lots of recipes along the way as well.
Well, that's great. Okay. So your website, danielfastjourney.com, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. And gosh, if someone were to listen to this on the day the episode goes live, you would be done fasting before Valentine's Day. So, you know.
There you go.
Go check it out.
Perfect time.
Yeah, take that 10 days and test it out. Well, Stephanie, I've loved hearing your story, and just thanks for your honesty about what's been hard and challenging and what you've been diligent to say no to along the way so that this book could be birthed out into the world. I would love to have you just kind of summarize for us a little bit of, you know, thinking back to who you were before you said yes to this, when you were busy with young kids and not sure where it would ever fit in. And then looking at who you are today, how has God changed you as you've said yes to this dream?
I think that it has been learning to truly put God first throughout this, because all of my yeses are God yeses, and all of my no's are from myself. And so through this process of saying yes, every time it's a step of faith, and it's just a confirmation that it's God's gift that he puts in us and that allows us to do these things. And so all my no's, all my fears are about me. What if I don't do good enough? What if people think this or that? But what walking through the process forces you to do is to just keep your eyes on God every step of the way. And I think that that's really transforming. And the Bible talks a lot about stewards and being a good steward. And a good steward doesn't own what they take care of, but they're responsible to take care of. And so with what we're doing in life, I would apply that to some things, but not others. And through this process, it's just really shown me that that applies to everything, because we're here. It's temporary. You know, we have an ultimate reward. We have an ultimate destination in heaven. And so as long as I'm here, I can choose to be focused on myself and my fears, or I can choose to keep my eyes fixed up and forward. And then in that process, just walking with God to be a good steward. And when you are, as it says in the parable of the talents, he's going to give you more. And it has been so exciting to see through this, the reaction that some people have had. And I've honestly been just shocked by it, of people just saying, oh my gosh, this has really changed me. This has really meant something for me. And I have been like, it wasn't me, it was God. Like, there's no way that I did that. And so what it has just caused in me is just that overwhelming gratitude for God. Thank you. Like, this has been so much fun. Like, it's been so hard, but it's kind of in that co-laboring realm of like, when you work really hard on a project with someone else and then it's over and you're relieved that it's over, but you have something to show for it and you've like bonded in the process. It's honestly what I feel like has happened with me and God. And it's been just like this whole new fun journey to go on with him.
Thanks for listening today. Don't let the conversation end here. Let's connect over in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders Group on Facebook. We're building a sweet community of dreamers so no one has to walk this road alone. You can find the group at bit.ly/dreamergroup. I'll see you in there.